Nolte, Movies for Normal People Save the Box Office. By John Nolte on July 8, 2024. For years, as one woke-a-tard movie flopped after another, we were told by the sycophant entertainment media that the problem was everything but the woke-a-tardery, the strikes, the China flu, streaming, superhero fatigue. No one had the moral courage to acknowledge the obvious. Normal people do not want to watch guys kiss, girl bosses girl boss, their heroes emasculated by the aforementioned girl boss, or characters judged and condemned based on their racial or sexual identity. But now, the box office is back, baby. Why, just like that, the strikes, the China flu, streaming, superhero fatigue, are not keeping moviegoers away. Wow. What changed? This is not a difficult question to answer. If you look at the recent box office hits, they have one thing in common. There is no social or political controversy around them. In other words, they are normal movies made for normal people. After something close to a dozen flops in a row, the Disney grooming syndicate finally released a movie that looked normal. Inside Out 2, and it has already grossed $1.2 billion. Inside Out 2 is what people want from Disney. No gay sex, no transvestites, no pronouns, no lectures. Just a nice story about relatable characters. Despicable Me is Universal's cash cow franchise. And over the five-day weekend, Part 4 grossed $122 million domestic. Why? Because, unlike Disney, Universal refuses to pervert its children's movies with woke. Which is why it stole the animation crown from the Disney grooming syndicate. A Quiet Place, Day 1, Bad Boys, Ride or Die, John Wick. Chapter 4, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, and the upcoming Deadpool and Wolverine. All blockbusters to respectable hits because they did not betray the trust of their fans. Unlike, say, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, The Marvels, Shazam, Fury of the Gods, Lightyear, etc. Another lie these box office hits expose is the smear that racist Americans want nothing to do with franchises starring non-whites. And yet there's Bad Boys, Ride or Die, that we want nothing to do with female stars. And yet, Inside Out 2, that we bigots especially want nothing to do with non-white females, and yet A Quiet Place, Day 1. This is not difficult. Woke equals bad storytelling. Bad storytelling equals lousy movies. Bad movies equals lousy box office. Yes, like any rule, there are exceptions. Barbie was woke, but it also did something no mainstream Hollywood movie has done in a decade, made people laugh. The latest Mission Impossible tanked, but it also looked like more of the same after seven previous chapters. Regardless of those rare exceptions, the rule has only been the rule since movies were invented over 100 years ago. But Hollywood's woke Gestapo thought they could alter human nature. The result? 60 million people voted for Hillary Clinton, and even they refused to watch this crap. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.